The first time I went off a diving board, it was at the YMCA. I was held over the water and dropped. And I screamed the entire way.
From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Central Ohio author Ben Behrens is also a photographer, teacher, and storyteller. His book, Jump, is aimed at young readers who, like the book's protagonist, face a daunting task. Welcome to Craft, Ben Behrens.
Thank you for having me, Doug. I appreciate you.
Sure. So tell me about Jump. What got you started on the book?
Yeah, it's kind of a long meandering story, but my background's mostly in visual arts. So my undergrad and stuff like that, I did a lot of art. And as a kid, just kind of thinking back, some of my most formative memories in those years were spent with my nose in some children's books, kind of getting lost in the artwork and things like that. Mm-hmm. For years and years and years, I always kind of flapped my gums about how cool it would be to be able to help someone and illustrate their book. And then obviously kind of just waiting for that opportunity to present itself. It never really came around just because I was young and in my early 20s and hoping for something like that. But I initially started this book back in 2017, just kind of as a way of like, you know what, rather than just sitting and waiting for someone to come to me, maybe I'd just give it a go and try to see what happens if I write my own story.
Okay.
So it kind of just, yeah, to be honest, was a multi-year project of kind of picking it up, putting it down, picking it up, putting it down. Yeah, it kind of just stemmed from the idea of wanting to illustrate and then kind of finding the story through that desire, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So Jump contains information about mindfulness strategies as well.
Yeah.
In the back of the book. Tell me about how you decided to include that information, which seems appropriate, but it is a little unusual for a younger reader book.
Yeah, it's a huge part of my life. And I think it's just something that has kind of helped me through a lot of different things that have risen in my life. And I kind of followed the very cliche story of write the book that you want to read.
Right.
It really did kind of organically come together. As the years went on, I kind of realized that I was almost writing the book for myself and something that I definitely would have benefited from as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like yoga and meditation is definitely a big part of my life. And even if it's not necessarily sitting down to meditate per se, just kind of trying to check in and savor moments and things like that. You probably saw too with some of the writing in the book, there's definitely vocabulary and things like that that are,
mm-hmm.
you know, relatively big words for kids. But I'm a huge believer that when you talk to a kid, whether it's with specific vocabulary or talking about topics like mindfulness, I feel like oftentimes we don't necessarily give them the benefit. I just feel like they can digest a lot more than we oftentimes on the surface level will give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that especially as a kid, especially as you're entering school and middle school and just continuing to grow up, I think that these tools are just so, so priceless. So the idea is to kind of take, if you were to sit a kid down and be like, hey, let's talk about mindfulness, it's probably not going to go super well. But if you can kind of teach it through a story that's very digestible, very relatable,
mm-hmm.
the idea would be that they can implement it directly without even necessarily realizing like, oh, I'm practicing mindfulness. It's more like, oh, I'm practicing something that Edgar and Steve in this story were able to approach, if that makes sense too.
Yeah, and the two characters that you're talking about are working together to help the younger one be able to jump off a diving board.
Yes.
And that's the challenge that he faces in that. And you had said earlier that this is a book that you had written for yourself in some ways. Was that something that was, I don't know that it was jumping off the diving board, but something that you were remembering from childhood going, oh, I had to face this? Because the first time I went off a diving board, it was at the YMCA. I was held over the water and dropped. And I screamed the entire way, but it shut my mouth when I hit the water. So I was quite young.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you can relate directly. It's funny because I wouldn't say I have like a specific moment, particularly surrounding the pool. I spent a ton of time at the pool, so I'm sure that that kind of subconsciously influenced the story. But one thing that I definitely have struggled with and honestly still struggle with, particularly with putting this book out, is the self-doubt. So there's kind of that recurring theme of self-doubt in the story. So I think that's more than anything, the root cause, or I guess the inspiration behind it, is just kind of navigating that self-doubt and realizing that oftentimes it's like, hey, you're stressing about literally nothing you got to be stressing about.
What kind of reactions have you gotten from readers on the book? What do they tell you about the mindfulness or about the story?
Yeah, it's been really, it's honestly a super empowering experience because, like I said, especially with this project, I think self-doubt has been the centerpiece of why it ended up taking years and years to end up actually finishing it and illustrating it. But I've been really, really, really blown away with the reception of this book. It's been super cool too. I did like a little author release event and I had, a lot of friends and family, but even people I hadn't seen in years and a good amount of strangers as well that were there. And I think especially when speaking with those strangers, that for me was kind of the most powerful experience. Friends and family are going to be like, hey, good job. So it's been really nice to hear some people, friends of friends and strangers and things like that. I think the overall goal with this is to kind of make a story that's relatable that people can kind of refer back to. And yeah, as far as like the mindfulness stuff specifically, it's interesting because I think something that people have pointed to the most is at the end of the story. It's more of like a postscript. One of the things that I put in there was some like breathing techniques and kind of boiled down some different mindfulness and visualization strategies and stuff like that, but tried to explain it kind of in a way that's much more digestible than necessarily getting into the nitty-gritty and all the jargon and things like that. So it's been cool to see people identify with that part of it as well. It's been super empowering to see it land with some people too. It's been fun.
Your book is also an unusual mix of photography and illustrations. What led you to that format instead of just doing your own illustrations for the backgrounds and stuff?
Long story short, I continue to kind of refer to myself as a, I don't know, I guess I'd say like lover of lots, master of none. Like I dabble with a lot of different things, but I definitely haven't felt like I've mastered one thing. Photography, particularly like 35 millimeter photography, is a big part of my life. Just shooting photos has always been a medium that I've enjoyed working with. And then several years ago, I started kind of playing with merging the illustrations that I like to do with the photography. I love photography, but I've found that for me personally, the most inspiring photos are the ones with subjects in them. That's been kind of fun to shoot landscape photos of sorts, whether it's around the city or just different places, and kind of inserting my own subject or characters into those photos. And I did that for a while, completely separate from the book. Like some of the original illustrations for this book were fully painted. And then as I continued to play around with the photography and merging of the multimedia, I was kind of starting to realize, like, man, I think this would be a super interesting, kind of unique way to illustrate a book. I think the thing for me too is, especially if you're from the Columbus area, a lot of those photos are around town. So it was kind of fun to insert specific locations and things like that. But yeah, it mostly just stemmed from me playing with a couple of the different mediums that I really enjoy working in and trying to create something that's a bit unique that might be more memorable if you pick it up and might jump out a bit more to whoever's reading through it.
Yeah, I kind of thought I might have recognized some of the background photos,
Yeah.
but I wasn't going to make a guess because
Yeah,
I'm frequently
totally.
wrong. So, speaking of photography, you've got a gallery of your photos on your website
Yeah.
at benberens.com.
BERENS. Yep, exactly.
What do you look for when you're selecting a photo to represent you on the web? Because there's different styles going on there.
I really appreciate you asking and digging into those. Yeah, travel's definitely a big part of my life. I really enjoy getting to see different places and meet different people. So I think most of the inspiration comes from some of the people that I meet through travels or through even just day-to-day life, not necessarily traveling abroad or anything like that. But I get really inspired. I heard someone talk about this years ago, and I wish I remember who it was so I could give them credit. But they kind of talked about you hand a person a camera and they're going to point in the direction of whatever the landscape might be. A lot of times, the most interesting things are happening the other direction, maybe behind them. I really enjoy capturing those moments. I can sit here and shoot a photo of what's happening here, but if I turn over here and shoot a photo of my buddies, it's oftentimes more interesting to capture that aspect of it. So, whether it's with traveling or whatever it might be, I just think there's so much life to be had and seen when you just turn the lens a little bit. So, a lot of the photos that I have, particularly on the website, are just kind of from, yeah, whether it's travel or just the day-to-day life, trying to capture the moment rather than the centerpiece of what might be occurring.
It's funny you say that because I've done some work with 360 videography and photography. And one of the things that we talk about a lot doing that stuff is how do you focus the attention? Because photography, to me, is a lot about focusing the attention. Here's what I want you to look at. Here's the
Totally.
thing to it. And like you said, the more interesting stuff may be going on right over here. And
Yes.
you have to sort of let that go in order to focus. And
Absolutely.
it was really interesting to look at what you had done because I thought, okay, this is somebody clearly who's studied art, studied photography, and are making the choices. And it's always interesting to me, what are the choices? Why do they make these? What is it about this particular image that they thought, I like this well enough to put it up here?
Yeah, something that's coming to mind is beauty in the mundane, right? Like oftentimes I feel like we look at things and just take it for granted. I totally agree with you. I feel like sometimes the most interesting things are the things that oftentimes we just walk right past, especially surrounding photography in a digital age where everyone has a phone. I think it's cool to be able to kind of slow it down. That's kind of the draw to analog for me, is just to kind of be like more mindful of what you're shooting, which is super fun.
And when you say 35 millimeter, you're actually using film.
Yeah, so all the photos in the book were 35 millimeter. It's fun. I really enjoy it. Have you dabbled with it at all?
My mom was really into photography when I was young, so I was aware of the different speeds of film and stuff like that. And I have access to a camera that's, I think it's a Sony Alpha 7 Mark IV or something like that,
Sure.
and the speeds on it are insane. It used to be if you went to 800, you were really fast film. Then it got really grainy too. And
Yeah.
now it's like 500,000
It's crazy, right?
ISP.
It's so wild. I like that you pointed to the graininess too, because that for me, that's kind of the fun part of it too, because so much can happen that is totally unintentional, whether it's like those lens flares or different things. And I think that's kind of a fun part where it kind of reminds me of making a painting or something where it inevitably is going to be a bit different than what I had in mind, whether it's super grainy or some little weird funky thing happening in the developing process. I really enjoy it. It's super fun.
I think Roland Barthes called that the punctum or something like that. Those weird moments that draw your attention and you don't expect it, all the unexpected pleasures of taking photos. Well,
Totally.
Ben, I want to thank you very much for talking to me. I really appreciate you taking the time out to describe Jump, your book. I'll have links to your website and the book on craftheshow.com. So thank you very much.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time as well. So thanks so much. It means the world.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. Until next time, be creative.